Hey everybody, welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And we have got so much fun to talk about today. You know, we're just following up the birthday weekend, and it was my first birthday. I was so excited for it to start, and now we can't wait for another one. It's just around the corner, it seems like. You know, it started off with the auction at Graceland. We always kick things off with that. And then Club Elvis started at 8 that night. Did you go, Sheena?
Yeah, it was a really great time. There's always a lot of Elvis fans catching up, seeing each other for the first time since Elvis week. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of good Elvis music, and it's always a good time.
Yes, always. And that was Thursday night. And then Friday, bright and early, we had the birthday proclamation.
Yes.
And this was actually the first event for new Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland.
Yeah.
And he was there with the mayor of Shelby County, Mark Luttrell, and they actually got to cut the cake. Oh my gosh, and the cake was so cool. If you hadn't seen it, go to Graceland.com and look at it. It had kind of like a Hollywood Art Deco feel to it.
The cake had a Hollywood theme, which is totally a play on our new VIP exhibit, which just was just opened last week as
well. It's so cool.
It is all about Elvis's movies. You can see scripts and pictures and all kinds of really
costumes.
Amazing things. Yes.
Yeah, we've actually got the costume he wore in Stay Away Joe. It is very cool. We've got some jeans, the actual boots he wore, and I believe we'll have the Golden Globe from Elvis on Tour.
Exactly. It's a really cool exhibit, so if you come to Graceland this year, you have to see it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and if you haven't already gotten your spot for the guest house at Graceland for any of our Elvis events throughout the year, but especially for birthday in 2017, now's your chance.
Yeah, we announced at the birthday proclamation ceremony that we're now accepting reservations for the 2017 birthday celebration. Those dates are January 5th through the 8th, so
That's right.
You're here. And if you go, you can make your reservation at graceland.com/guesthouse.
That's right. And the opening is in October of this year. We finally get to say
exactly.
This year. We're so pumped. You know, try to make sure this will be a great Elvis week, because we're also going to be looking forward to its opening in just a few months.
Yeah, a lot of good things happening here.
All right, oh my gosh. Now, Sheena, you and I were at the Insiders Reception, and it was so much fun.
It is so much fun. It's a chance for fans to really sort of almost take over the plaza for the night.
That's
and really,
right.
Do a lot of things. We had a great Ask Archives segment with Angie Marchese, our Director of Archives.
You learned so many things.
So many things.
No matter how big a fan you are, if you go, you've learned so many things that other people would have thought about that you might not have on your own. And if you've ever had a question, you can just tweet at us using the hashtag AskArchives, and our fabulous Archives Director, Angie Marchese, will give us the answer. She's a wealth of knowledge.
Yes, and speaking of a wealth of knowledge, then you turn around and use that knowledge at the trivia game.
That's
that
right.
We have at the Insiders Receptions. A lot of fans play trivia and win games. They also took a nighttime tour of Graceland, and it was so much fun. It was a really special evening.
Well, the next day, the next morning, we actually had the fan club president's event, and that was so much fun. We had Glenn Derringer, who was actually on the Dorsey Brothers stage show with Elvis during his TV debut, and you were there, Sheena.
Yeah, and it was really cool to hear from Glenn. He shared some really cool stories, and then it was also very special to hear from June Wanika, who dated Elvis in 55 and 56.
Wow.
She shared her memories, and the fans absolutely loved that. That was a really
summer romance.
Time. Yeah.
Warm it up in January here at Graceland. And we also had the founder show and tell for those special guest house founders.
Yeah, and that was really cool. That was another special meeting with Angie, and she talked with them about some of the special artifacts at Graceland, and it was a really cool moment for these founders to kind of just spend some time with Angie up close and personal with Elvis, and it was a really cool thing. If you're interested in the founders, you can again go to graceland.com/guesthouse and find out more about the founders.
And we also have a ton of events that happen off property of Graceland. You know, one of the events that we always look forward to is the Memphis Symphony Orchestra doing an Elvis Pops concert.
Right, and this year the theme was Elvis's Greatest Love Songs, and Mike Jeffrey did a great job. It was a really special show. The fans loved it, and it was a great way to wrap up our birthday celebration.
That's right, and speaking of wrapping up, all that we have for you this edition on the Rubberneckin' Podcast, but make sure you tune in next week. Kevin will be back, and we'll be doing another wrap-up. And make sure you come to next year's birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
And stay at the guest house.
Exactly. You can make your reservations now, and we've got the dates, so we're ready for you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.